U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton arrived in South Korea today from Beijing, where he reportedly won Chinese support for taking the issue of North Korea's nuclear program to the U.N. Security Council. Bolton told reporters in Seoul that the U.S. feels strongly that the issue needs to be handled by the Council, since that's the body dealing with matters of international peace and security. Russia also is involved in trying to resolve the crisis. A Russian envoy traveled to Pyongyang and met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. It's the first known meeting between Kim and a foreign diplomat in the weeks since North Korea made its nuclear ambitions known. NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Russia is one of the few nations in the world with close ties to North Korea. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il have met three times in the past 2 years. Kim, who doesn't like to fly, recently toured Russia for 3 weeks by train. So no wonder Russian envoy Alexander Losyukov was given the red carpet treatment in Pyongyang. He met for more than 6 hours with the reclusive North Korean leader, emerging to pronounce the atmosphere very warm and the talks successful. He offered few details, but said he was confident that the standoff over North Korea's nuclear weapons program could be resolved peacefully. That's a sentiment shared by Secretary of State Colin Powell. He spoke with reporters at UN headquarters in New York.
As President Bush has said repeatedly, we have no intention of invading or attacking, and we're looking for a diplomatic solution, and there have been some interesting elements that have come forward.
Those interesting elements may be part of a Russian package plan. It reportedly calls for North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Then, and only then, would the U.S. step in with energy and food aid, as well as some sort of written security guarantee. If that sounds an awful lot like the 1994 deal that President Clinton signed with North Korea, that's because it is. But the Bush administration seems to be working on a more comprehensive deal. The buzzwords in diplomatic circles these days is more for more. The U.S. gives more energy and food aid, and North Korea gives up more, agreeing to finally scrap and not just freeze its nuclear weapons program. Scott Snyder is Korea representative for the Asia Foundation.
By that logic, what you're saying is that if you're going to offer incentives in order to stop nuclear proliferation, make sure that you put enough on the table to ensure that the problem is completely resolved.
That sounds good, but means little until both sides actually sit down and talk. And so far, they can't agree on how to do that. North Korea is insisting on direct one-on-one talks with the U.S., but the U.S. says no, the matter should be handled by the U.N. Security Council. Again, Scott Snyder.
The Bush administration has defined this as a problem between North Korea and the world. The North Koreans are defining it as a problem between North Korea and the United States. The North Koreans are trying to get to the real power to negotiate their relationship with the world, and they regard the real power behind the U.N. as the United States.
The Bush administration has in the past been no great fan of the United Nations, but in this case it says that's exactly where the North Korean nuclear issue belongs. Here's Undersecretary of State John Bolton speaking to reporters in Beijing.
The question of whether to go to the Security Council is a part of the diplomatic route to finding an appropriate solution. And for North Korea to reject that just simply shows how isolated they are.
North Korea is not completely isolated. Today, its main ally, China, voiced its support for the idea of direct one-on-one talks between Washington and Pyongyang. And a North Korean delegation arrived here in the South Korean capital. They're here to promote inter-Korean cooperation, a railroad link, and reunions of divided families. But South Korean officials say they'll use the opportunity to press North Korea to finally dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.